KSC News. I'm Tim Berg. A judge in Atlanta is rejecting a bid to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis for prosecuting former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants for trying to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election. The judge ruling Willis can remain on the case, but she must cut ties with the deputy she had a romantic relationship with. As far as what this means for the embattled DA, former Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says,
"The problem you have going forward for Fannie Willis, and she's got to make a real decision here, is it worth going forward with her at the helm with all of this that has been tainted? We've not ruled out bar complaints and also the Senate investigation here in the state of Georgia."
Cleanup continues after tornadoes struck Indiana and Ohio. Officials saying at least three people died in the tornado in Ohio and others were hurt in a separate tornado in Indiana. Heavy damage was reported in different areas of Ohio after five tornadoes were confirmed in the state. This is USA News.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24/7, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.